the name of the slain. And maybe there's truth in that, or maybe that's getting it backward. There is always pain in writing about those who have perished before me, even when I mention them only in passing. These are my brethren, my family, now almost my children. These annals are their memorial, and my catharsis. But even as a child I was a master at damping and concealing my emotions. But I was speaking of ruins, the spoor of battle. The Pastel Wars must have been a struggle as bitter as that we had endured in the north, confined to a smaller territory. The scars were still grim. They might take 1,000 years to heal. Twice during that outing I thought I glimpsed the mobile stump I had seen from the wall of the Temple of Traveler's Repose. I tried getting closer for a better look, but it always disappeared on me. It was never more than a glimpse from the corner of my eye anyway. Maybe I was imagining it. I did not get to explore as thoroughly as I wanted. I was tempted to hang around, but the old animal down inside told me I did not want to be stranded in those ruins after dark. It told me wicked things stalked Chon Delor's night. I listened. I went back over the river. Mogaba met me at the shore. He wanted to know what I had found. He was as interested in the company's past as I was. I liked and respected the big black man more with every hour. That evening I formalized his hitherto de facto status as commander of the company infantry, and I resolved to take Mergen's analyst training more seriously. Maybe it was just a hunch. Whatever, I decided that it was time I got the company's internal workings whipped into order. All these natives lately were afraid of us. They carried old grudges. Maybe farther down the river there was somebody with less fear and a bigger grudge. We were on the brink of lands where the company's adventures were recalled in the early lost volumes of the annals. The earliest extant picked up our tale in cities north of Trogo-Taglios, cities that no longer exist. I wished there was some way I could dig details of the past out of the locals, but they were not talking to us. While I moped around Chon Delor, One Eye found a southern bargemaster willing to carry us all the way to Trogo-Taglios. The man's fee was exorbitant, but Willow Swan assured me I was unlikely to get a better offer. We were haunted by our historical legacy. I got no help from Swan or his companions unearthing that. My notion for unmasking Swan and his gang gradually made very little headway. The woman forced them to stay to themselves, which did not please Cordy Mather. He was hungry for news from the Empire. I did find out that the old man was called Smoke, but never got a hint of the woman's name, even with Frog Face on the job. They were cautious people. Meantime, they watched us so closely, I felt they were taking notes whenever I bellied up to the rail to increase the flow in the river. Other concerns plagued me, too. Crows. Always crows. And Lady, who hardly spoke these days. She pulled her turns at duty with the rest of the company, but stayed out of the way otherwise. Shifter and his girlfriend were not to be seen. They had disappeared while we unloaded at Thresh, though I held the disturbing certainty that they were still around, close enough to be watching. What with the crows and all our arrivals,